USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The governor of Ohio says people across the state came together in the aftermath of Friday's killer tornadoes. Republican Mike DeWine toured some of the damage on Friday in the north central part of the state. Three people died in one tornado. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. DeWine said Ohioans are resilient, especially those who face tornadoes.
Indian Lake community will come back. That's the message I got from everybody. We will be back. We are coming back.
The suspect in last month's fatal beating of a Georgia nursing student is asking for a jury trial. Court officials in Athens says 26-year-old Jose Ibarra is in custody for the death of 22-year-old Lakin Riley and is facing charges of murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. Officials say Riley's body was found in a wooded area near the University of Georgia. Court date in the case is pending. There will be a delay in one of former President Trump's trials. USA's John Schaefer with the details.
The trial for former President Donald Trump's New York hush money case, overseen by Judge Juan Marchand, has been postponed from its initial start date of March 25th. That's due to discovery challenges raised by the defense. The judge decided to delay the trial by 30 days and has set a hearing for March 25th to tackle the discovery issues.
A new study says more U.S. teens are experimenting with a psychoactive drug called Delta 8. A survey funded by the National Institute of Health found that at least one or two students in every average-size high school class had tried the drug last year. Delta 8 is a chemical compound found in cannabis and hemp plants. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A rash of subway violence continues to plague New York City's subway system. A man is in critical condition after being shot in the head on a subway train in downtown Brooklyn on Thursday. The victim was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. While the alleged shooter was taken into custody, it's now believed that it was a self-defense case. The FBI is investigating a possible hack that led to the leak of unaired footage of former Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson. According to the Tampa Bay Times, the probe is related to a search at media consultant and social media personality Tim Burke's house in Tampa. Carlson was fired early this month after offensive comments he made about women were published on several media outlets. Consumer spending is expected to reach over $22 billion this Easter. According to the annual survey by the National Retail Federation, 81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year. They plan to spend an average of $177 per person and will spend the most on food, followed by clothing and then gifts. St. Patrick's Day is all about the Irish, but modern-day celebrations started in the U.S. The first St. Patrick's Day parade was actually held in Boston in the 1700s. The financial site says that over half of Americans plan on taking part in the festivities. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.